And we're back now on KID's Morning News on this Wednesday. Joining us is Rick Amon. He is the president of Eastern Idaho Technical College. President Amon, welcome. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate the opportunity to visit for a few minutes.
Well, the vote yesterday, and likewise, by the way, the vote yesterday overwhelmingly in favor of creating a community college taxing district, 71% to 29% of the vote. Maybe just get your quick reaction, first of all.
Well, I think it tells us a lot. Without being able to predict the future, it would be difficult to say. These kind of measures have been difficult to pass at a supermajority level in the past, but I think this shows a deep commitment to education in the Idaho Falls, Ammon, east side of Idaho region. I think it's very encouraging.
Now, I understand that this is a process that you're familiar with, converting a technical college into a community college. And so maybe walk us through the process of what will happen starting right now and between now and September.
Well, this is a rather unique situation in Idaho Falls. I've been here for about 2 years. We moved from Boise, and I was involved in the startup of College of Western Idaho. Mm-hmm. So a couple things have to happen, but the most important would be to take Bonneville County, create five zones, trustee zones of generally equal size, and then the State Board of Ed, through whatever mechanism they like, and I know that they are going to be requesting volunteers to be that initial board. In order to get this off quickly, it takes an appointment process. That's what happened at CWI. So essentially get a five-member trustee board from the region. One member that lives in each of the five zones. We have to go initially then quite quickly to the Northwest Commission. That's where we hold our accreditation. And that's the same as Idaho State, University of Idaho, BSU, and BYUI, and actually convert from a two-year technical college into a comprehensive community college. So change of governance, adding two new degrees, an Associate of Science and an Associate of Arts. And then there's a little bit of discussion about funding and those kind of things. So we have to get an approval there. And then after that approval, we go to federal financial aid and then provide information so that the new courses that are offered are eligible for students who need federal financial aid. Hmm. So just a variety of those kind of technical things have to be done relatively quickly. We're hoping to have a soft start, meaning maybe 30 or 40 of these academic transfer classes available in fall, which would be August 21st.
Okay. August 21 then. And now, I understand that, incidentally, you're losing your job as the president of ITEC because ITEC will be no more. Do you have interest in presiding over the community college? Is that something that you're looking toward?
I think it would certainly be interesting to look at. My wife and I have really enjoyed this region, and clearly there's a commitment to education. So not knowing the board or any of those kind of things, there's a little bit of prep that would need to be done here, but we certainly would look at that when the time comes.
Now, as we know, ITEC's moving into a community college. Is there a formal dissolution project or a process to end ITEC, or does that just naturally happen because there's this new community college? Is there a process here?
Neil, that's something that I've been exploring a little bit. You know, you kind of hate to get ahead of things too much. It might be as simple as when the vote has been certified, and that's going to take a few days.
Yeah,
that may be enough to create that district, perhaps the state board of Ed, my bosses right now, would close ITEC, and then College of Eastern Idaho would take its place. From a formal perspective, it's a little unclear.
So what happens then to the current employees of ITEC, and also the status of the students who are taking courses at ITEC? How do they fare during the transition?
I think I would say, and again, the details have to be worked out a little bit. A new community college will need every one of the existing employees, so there should be no change whatsoever. Simply a move of employment from one entity to another. So there won't be any significant disruption in current employees because a community college has a career technical element within it, and it's an important element. So everybody here will simply transition over to the new college. And actually, for the existing ITEC students, they literally are not going to know any difference in fall. All of those courses and programs remain intact as they are, and they might see a few more students at lunch, but from their perspective, they won't know any difference. And next year, when it comes time for graduation, they will receive a College of Eastern Idaho degree, not an ITEC.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So those credits will transfer over for them then?
Oh, absolutely. And again, a community college has all of the same elements that ITEC has.
So for the employees, will there be will they have to reapply for the jobs that they have now just under the community college?
I don't see why. So we have a lot of Percy employees right now. They mm-hmm. would just simply transfer over. So I wouldn't think so.
Sure.
You know, essentially, you're moving from one entity to another. And again, there are no elements that we currently have here that we're not going to need in a new institution.
Gotcha. What about the you mentioned 30 to 40 classes, I believe. Do we know what programs those will be in or what offerings will be given, or is that up to the appointed board?
You know, a lot of this is just pretty obvious because remember that the new addition to this college is going to be academic transfer, which is the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
So these are just those vanilla speech classes, math, history, the writings, all of those things. They tend to be called gem-stamped courses, and those gem-stamped courses are accepted by every university. So we would just pick a nice array and offer them, and it almost doesn't matter what program they belong to. It'll transfer into into an associate's degree and then transfer over to a university.
All right. A lot to have happen here in the next few months. Our guest this morning, Rick Amon, the president of ITEC, soon to become the College of Eastern Idaho. Am I right on that name? Will it be the College of Eastern Idaho?
Neil, you are correct. That's okay. It. So it kind of keeps that same designation as College of Southern Idaho and College of Western Idaho.
All right. President Amon, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil.